a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning to you. It is time for our weekly home maintenance how-to. We try and cover one weekly home maintenance item every single week. That way, we don't end up with a huge amount of to-dos that stack up. And this week in our home maintenance calendar, if you're following along, you can see the keyword wood ceiling. You can go to our website and type that in, and or just click the direct link off of the homepage. We have our quick link, and it's all the direct links to the specific information we talk about each week.
Ceiling with a S.
Yes.
Not like
a wood ceiling. Not like ceiling above you.
Not like the plane above you. It's ceiling wood in Arizona. And when you read it, you'll kind of ask yourself, okay, well, that's how you do it. So if that's necessary once a year, why would I put wood where you want, need to maintain it like that? But I know a lot of you have mountain homes, second homes, a little bit higher elevation. The wood decks down on the desert floor are an ultimate nightmare. At least up there in the cooler country, you have some amount of enjoyment out of them. But we're very particular about the products on how to clean it and how to seal it. And a lot of products that are sold as sealers of wood do exactly that, and that's not what you want. You want to infuse the wood with oils, penetrating oils. You don't want to apply anything topical over the top of it, like a varnish or a waterproofing agent, because that's only going to make the problem worse. So penetrating oil, years ago, even before I started the show, we found a product called CWF. And to this day, it's still the number one product we recommend for treating your wood that's exposed, that you want looking like wood. In other words, you're not going to seal it up with paint. It's CWF.
And you can find that on our website, along with how to properly treat the wood. Rosie has often debated with one of our partners and foreman, Don Breeze, on whether or not you can power wash it, wood, before you paint it or treat it. And it's always going back and forth. Don's not a big proponent of doing that. He suggests scraping it.
Yeah.
So however you get back down to your basic wood, and then applying the sealer as well. And varnishes, Rosie said not to use it. Those work good on the interior of your home, where you're in a controlled environment. You're probably never under 70 degrees in most homes. And you're probably rarely over 85 in most homes throughout the state. And when you can keep it in environmentally controlled wood, then that's where your varnishes are fine. But for the exterior of your home, where, you know, even in Maricopa County, it gets below freezing occasionally. And then in the summertime, I think 117 is the highest we've hit in Arizona this summer. Whatever the case may be.
Yeah, I don't know this
summer. You know, you're talking almost, you know, that's 80-plus degree swing from beginning of the year to end of the year. You know, that's an extreme amount of damage that wood's taking. And we need to replenish what the UV rays have sucked out of it from its saps and its natural growing state. So that's what the oils do. That's why we don't like to put thick coatings of sealers and varnishes on it.
Topical products that just sit on top of the wood.
You need to penetrate into the wood to make it last longer.
The topical products, as they're experiencing the thermal expansion and contraction, as well as the moisture in the monsoon season, and then the dryness of April, May, the wood's moving, and it's moving in and about around whatever fastener is holding that deck in place, screws, anchors, nails, and those aren't, they have a different expansion coefficient. So the cracking usually begins right around all the fasteners, and it, and that's just the start of your problem, and it goes from there. So the big rosy on the house tip, if you've got a wood deck, wood stair rail, exposed wood outside your home, don't put a topical sealer on it. We like a specific product called CWF. We've used it for over 40 years, and that's never changed. That recommendation has never changed. Just like waterproofing under subterranean foundations and stem walls, you know, we still recommend the same product we've recommended and used for 40 years. So they haven't found anything that works better, or I haven't.
And the perfect home in Arizona wouldn't have exposed wood on the exterior. I know it's a pretty look. It's a warm look. Who doesn't like the look of a log cabin? But if that's the look you're going for,
I'll tell you who doesn't like it.
The ones that live in it.
The ones that live in it. And they spend all their summer every weekend getting up to the cabin, caulking it, sanding it.
Oh. And woods, the northern Arizona mountains are very hard on wood, especially the ones that sit under snow for a long period of time. That doesn't do it any favor. So in a log cabin application, what would be ideal is you would have a solid masonry home, and then you would just, the logs would be cut in half and just an exterior veneer you would add later.
I love the what they did in Flagstaff all through the 20s and 30s. Is a masonry up to windowsill height. Anything that would have snow drifts piled up against it. Mm-hmm. And then if you wanted to convert to log after that, then all of that was protected ultraviolet from the overhang of the roof and just physically from the snow drifts, because very seldom does it get any higher than your windowsills.
If it did, that's one of those 100-year storms you didn't have to worry about coming back. So that's your weekly to-do, wood sealing. And then you can check that off if you have wood to seal. And when you get that done, you can complete that in the maintenance category of your Homes.app and keep that record of the product you used, how much it cost, when it was last done. And I wouldn't say it's something, if you're a diligent homeowner, you need to do every year. But if it's been 7, 10, 20 years since it's been done, you'll probably need to do that every year for a few years to rebuild all of that, the product into the depth of the wood.
Yeah. And what we've seen is maybe the first year, if the deck is new, the first year, you're not putting on too much. If you put the penetrating oil on, 4 or 5 times in the first year. And then it'll get you longer durations after that. You can stretch it out to a year, year and a half, 2 years. But in that first year, get that oil really penetrated. And people forget to treat the ends of their cuts. The end cuts are extremely important because that's the most absorbent part of the whole board. So when you make your cuts, seal up those ends before you lay the board down.
Well, I was all excited this week because I waited way too long to do this, but I had my first home energy audit done at the house, thanks to Rias. And I hadn't been up in my attic in quite a while. I think the last time I was up there was when I bought the house and I was pulling a lot of old Christmas decorations out and whatnot. But one thing that Tyler and the gang found that I could have found with the naked eye, I don't have much insulation in the attic. There is no insulation over the closets or even in the bedroom. And I go, why is my bedroom so warm? I mean, it's toasty in here. And he goes, you don't have much insulation in the attic, a little to none. So they discovered that. And a few other issues, too, as well, with the air duct. I've got an old metal air duct. Yeah. So
we tell people all the time, before you do anything at your home, get an energy audit. I mean, what did it cost you, $90?
$99. Wrote a check out, and, you know, eventually I'm going to look at a new AC unit. Mine's 17 years old. And also, beginning of January, if you have a unit, is it 2010 or prior to that, that uses Freon? Freon won't be available anymore January 1st, 2020. So so I've got to look at upgrading that, too. But for $99, man, that was a bargain. And the big red door that they put in the front to suck the air out to check it looked like something out of 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Yeah, it did. It did. Yeah, I mean, they bring literally thousands of dollars worth of equipment, and they spend the better part of half a day at your house, and you get that all done for $99. It's the best. You shouldn't do anything to your home until you get an energy audit done, and that's your starting point.
All right, let's get to the phones. Tom is in Tucson at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Welcome, Tom. How may we help you?
Good morning, guys. Perfect topic for me right now. We have one of those little kid playhouses that we turned into an adult playhouse, and it's all done with the like pressure-treated 2x4s and 4x-whatever, 4x4s and et cetera, et cetera. Do I use the CWL on that as well? Or is it a different product?
Well, Tom, what's been put on it? What's been put on the wood so far?
I would have to assume nothing because we just moved in.
Oh.
Recently.
So there's no paint?
No, there's no paint.
It's all natural wood.
And he said it sounded like it was pressure, like termite treated. It's kind of got like a green tint to it.
Yep, with all the little funny little markings, you know, from pressure treating, the little holes in it.
Yeah, you would just use CWF, the same product. And it's thin. It's not the viscosity isn't that much thicker than water. It's fairly thin. You can actually put it in a garden sprayer, pump it up, and just spray it on. It's a very easy way to do it. You can brush it on, another way to do it, or you can roll it on with a roller. But CWF.
F, not L.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
All right, hang on, Tom. Before you go, a question I'm sure 1,000 other people are wondering right now. When you say you converted it from a kid's playhouse to an adult playhouse, what do you mean? Is this a beer pong, outdoor beer pong room?
It eventually is going to be there, but, you know, the little gabled roof that they make and, you know, only a 5-year-old can fit in the doorway. We raised up the roof and made it flat and corrugated, and there's going to be a pier going out. It's going to be basically a beach house.
Nice. Well, sounds like it'll be nice. We'll send us a picture when you get done.